Arsène Lupin, Gentleman Burglar, Madame Imbert's Safe, by Maurice Leblanc, Part 1. That day we are in my office. He is angry.
But you don't understand.
For hours, he tells me the story of his first big job. At that time, he is not yet the famous Lupin. He spends 6 months investigating the fortune of the Imberts. One night of winter, the elegant Ludovic Imbert walks in the streets of Paris. On the Avenue de Villiers, someone is following him. He speeds up, then turns around. A man attacks him. Dizzy, he is lost. But another man saves him. Ludovic Imbert thanks Arsène Lupin, his savior. He invites Arsène Lupin to lunch at his place. Part 2. Lupin dresses poorly to go to the Imbert house. Ludovic Imbert and his wife Gervaise live in a very nice hotel. They are very welcoming. At the dinner table, everybody talks about their lives. Lupin talks about his sad childhood. He confesses his financial difficulties. Gervaise talks about her childhood and her heritage. Old Brawford's 100 million. They are in a safe in the house. Lupin's throat is dry. All that money is there in the house. Unfortunately, the Imberts cannot use this fortune. They have a lot of bank loans and difficulties. At the end of the meal, the Imberts want to help their guest. They hire Arsène Lupin as their private secretary. Part 3. At the Imberts, Lupin moves to the second floor, just above Ludovic's office. This is the safe room. Is this a coincidence? Lupin doesn't have much work to do. He is often alone, but he is happy. He has time to find out how to open the safe. He tries to force it, but he fails. The big blocks of steel resist. So Lupin chooses to use trickery. He puts a discreet pipe between the floor of his office and the ceiling of Ludovic's office. Now Lupin has an eye and an ear in the other room. Every day he lies on the floor, he listens and observes. Ludovic and Gervaise Imbert trust him. They rarely talk with him. The servants do not know his name. They call him Monsieur. For everyone in the Imbert Hotel, he is an original. Ludovic and Gervaise also call him Monsieur. It is strange, but it doesn't matter. Arsène Lupin thinks about the Imbert fortune. He has a plan. But time goes by. He must act. Part 4. For 5 nights, he does not return home. He hides at the Imberts. On the 6th night, Ludovic and Gervaise open the safe. Lupin is ready. With a rope, he goes down to the balcony of Ludovic's office. He opens the window. He hides behind the long curtains. He watches the couple. He waits for the moment to attack. Gervaise goes to bed. Ludovic is alone. Now is the time. A few gestures from Lupin, and Ludovic is unconscious on the floor. The loot is his. Outside, his partner is waiting for him. He counts. There is less money. But Lupin is happy. The next day, he goes back to work. But Mr. and Mrs. Imbert are gone. Part 5. I ask Lupin, so this is your best trick?
There are some strange things in this case.
Lupin hesitates to continue. I don't understand. Do you regret stealing that fortune?
What fortune? You don't understand. False. The money was fake. 6 months of investigation for nothing. I was fooled.
Then, Lupin finishes the story. From the beginning, the Imberts planned everything. For the servants, the friends, the bankers, Lupin is André Brawford, and Lupin sees nothing. Why? Well, because the name Brawford reassures the bankers, so the Imberts can borrow money and disappear.
Even me, I gave money to Gervais, all the savings from my youth.
There's admiration in Lupin's voice.
I tried to rob this woman, and she robs me. A fine school for a beginner.
Today, Arsène Lupin is Lupin, the famous gentleman burglar.